Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's talk about stock options. Will the options market crash the stock market and index bubble collapse the stock market? So JP Morgan analyst states that the national value of options has surpassed the volume of the stock market and a collapse could occur soon. So, all right, stock options. Very popular, became very popular during the pandemic. For anybody who doesn't know what a stock option is, that's when you are, for lack of a better term, you're kind of betting on the future price of a stock. So the stock is at $100. You're buying an option for May 2024 for it to get to $200. And it's, if it trends in the right direction, then you can make money. If it trends downward, then you can lose money and you can actually end up losing all of your money. So options became, you know, it's a way to earn a lot more money than investing in just the traditional stocks and just riding it up. But it's also a lot more volatile as well. So what are we making about this option situation?
This is really tricky. I was talking to Liz about this over the weekend and partially today. When a couple of things I always want you guys to look for when they're promoting any asset class, derivative coin product, who is going to be the winner? And if things fall apart, who would they blame? as a result. I would not be surprised when this recession begins to happen that if they do not blame option traders, Robinhood traders, and speculators as part of the reason why the market fell apart. So when a notional value is higher than the actual volume of buying stocks long term, it just really means that more people are trading than they are buying long term. That's really tricky because a lot of people are doing like options that are expiring in the same day. So if you hit it, oh my God, you make a killing, right? I've seen some people make 2-3,000% in a day, and I've also seen some people get margin called, right? But the reason why most people are trading so much goes back to what we talked about on a previous episode, is that once we came off that gold standard, like, it began to erode an overall dollar economy, and people don't trust the stock market or the overall economy, because like for the first time in history, every signal of a recession is there, and they're actively telling us, no, everything's fine. This is one of the strongest job markets we've ever had in history. I'm like, what job market are you looking at? So when there's a disconnect or dispersion in truth from the media versus what is really occurring, people are saying, hey, let me run and get a bag right now. As a result, if the market does crash, it's going to make the margins on futures go up. It's going to make the margins on options going to go up. Some of these companies will be wrecked and go out of business. And of course, I'll always say, as soon as we got into crypto, Uber, Airbnb, crypto, NFT, media, they found a way to crash every market at the same time while profiting from it at the same time off of us. We have to be very careful. For all my options traders, please be careful over the next 3 to 4 months. And there will be regulation that comes out around this as an act of quote-unquote safety when this market does crash. Now, on the other side, I do think the same thing is going to happen on the indexes. I think Vanguard will be safe. But as a result of all this auto and robo-investing over the last 10 years, and with interest rates being low when all of those companies like Wealthfront and Wealthsimple got launched, I would not be surprised if in the next 4 years we see a smaller index collapse as a result. And this happened before. You can go look at SVXY. Back in the day, there have been some indexes or ETFs that are drawn down 80% in 1 month because of liquidity issues. So please be careful.
I mean, if you look at the percentages of people that actually have profitable option trades, it's like less than 10%, right? Less than 5%, I believe.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, man. When you speak about regulation, it makes me think, and I always thought this, right? If people are obviously making money, there's going to be a pullback, and we're going to try to get as many people out of this space if you look at the volume numbers, right? But what does regulation look like? Does it become a new barrier to even trade derivatives? Does it become, right, you have to have a certain amount of money to even become an options trader? Those are the type of things that I'm looking at. I'm like, okay, I'm watching the space. I'm like, all right, something's coming. Because you're right. Like, people are looking at it. I mean, we could just be honest. They're looking at it because of the percentage of gains in a short period of time. And that's great. But what happens when it goes the wrong way? And quote unquote, you lose your shirt, right? Like, you lose it all. Like, even today, for a great example, right? We had a hell of a swing in the NASDAQ. I had a call that was up, I think, $3,200 by 4:15 when I checked, it was down -$81. It was a hell of a swing. And these are the things, like, there's so much volatility.
Yeah.
I mean, we always talk to people about not putting, you know, everything in your portfolio into options, right? Because the volatility is too strong and most people aren't even experienced. And so can you make money? Yes. Can you lose money? Yes. Be very, very, very cautious, and make sure that you do your due diligence. Trading daily options, that's for live men. Like, you really should be experienced if you're doing it, even if you're doing weekly calls. Like, I don't suggest it. I don't do it myself, because like I said, again, there's no way to predict the market. If there was, I mean, obviously there would be a lot more wealthy people, so be very careful, man. Trading has considerable risk.
Yeah, and I know I beat up on options before. That's why I brought up the ETF example. You guys can go look at the ticker SVXY, which is ProShares short VIX ETF. From in 2016, it was at $75.55. By 2018, it got to $557. I remember people were riding high. All of a sudden, all the volume went out of it. It went from, in one quarter, from 533 all the way down to $56 in one quarter. That was in 2018. In 2023, prices are $66. So if an institution or bank moves all of their money out of an asset class, there's not enough retail investors to keep it afloat. It's always been a lie. There's always been a misconception. I don't want you guys to end up in being cannon fodder for one of these ETFs or options as a result. And the truth is, even if you in the morning when they're actually on the floor and we've been there, there aren't as many people even on the floor trading anymore. Like 11 o'clock, whenever I go see Peter and go see everybody, it's quiet. The volume has come out so much because of algorithms. Please be careful. And a lot of these options, the market makers are betting against you, and the algorithms are as well. Please be careful.
All right. Be mindful. Be mindful, ladies and gentlemen. It's the only thing.
And we will monitor the situation.
Respectfully.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.